So I'm standing at the east end of Pearl Street, and I'm here with Andrew Shoemaker, who's co-chair of the organizing committee. So Andrew, tell me, what is this specific area, you know, the blocks around here going to look like on Saturday, the day the race rolls through Boulder?
Well, the east end of Pearl all the way down to 19th, from 15th to 19th, will be filled with vendor tents and people.
Tens of thousands of people. Racers will actually roll through town twice, creating more of a reason for spectators to stay throughout the day. And that's a feather in the cap of local organizers who have been balancing a delicate juggling act since the beginning of the year. So far, Shoemaker has facilitated discussions on everything from traffic concerns to the environmental impact of the race on nearby Flagstaff Mountain. But the biggest challenge so far,
I think, getting everyone comfortable with what needs to be done, the fear of the unknown, both at the organizational stage and at the political stage, and at the community stage.
Boulder is one of five new cities hosting a stage of the USA Pro Cycling Challenge this year. While every location has similar logistical challenges, like finding hotel and food for hundreds of racers, trainers, and coaches, the one thing they don't have to deal with is setting up the finish line, which includes two giant Jumbotron TV screens.
Oh, it's a traveling show. And they bring that show from city to city, and they leapfrog them. So Colorado Springs will have it set up, and the setup from the day before will be coming to Boulder.
Even still, the average price tag for a city to host the race is an estimated $250,000.
Our goal is for the cities to end up with a cash reserve, and this is before economic impact.
Race CEO Sean Hunter says he's hoping the event will draw at least the 1 million spectators who came out last year, which helped almost everyone make it into the black.
This is just through their fundraising efforts, through local sponsorship, through unique fundraising events.
The economic boost is a particularly welcome shot in the arm for retailers in Colorado Springs. The city is hosting the race for a second year.
Can I get a butter almond?
Unlike Boulder, which has had a strong tourism season, Colorado Springs saw a slump in July following the Waldo Canyon fire.
Cone or
bowl? I'll take a cup.
Yep, all right. Regular or large?
Large.
Lindsay Keller is co-owner of Josh and John's ice cream shop, which has seen a hit in sales this year. That's in spite of a string of record-setting 100-degree days.
I think we're just going to be happy to see people and probably run a couple specials and just be, it's just going to be a happy day.
Thanks to the city's organizing committee, Keller has a sign posted in her storefront window advertising a watching party the day of the race. It's a lesson that was learned from last year. Amy Triandaflo is with Vladimir Jones, the agency managing local marketing for the Friday stage.
Whether you're a restaurant and you have a great patio or whatever the case may be, we wanted restaurants, businesses as a whole to celebrate the race with us.
It's a subtle change, but it may be just the thing that persuades a spectator to leave the streets and spend extra dollars inside a shop. Colorado Springs and Boulder edged out about 40 cities to be included in this year's race route. And some communities in northern Colorado are already hoping to make the cut for next year.
I'm imagining it rolling through Estes Park and showing Rock Mountain National Park in the background, or Horsetooth Reservoir in the background, or Boyd Lake in the background. You know, it could be really spectacular.
Eric Thompson is heading up a recently formed organizing committee. He says both Loveland and Fort Collins have promised $100,000 each for the effort if the bid is successful. But this week is all about the here and now. Towns like Durango, Aspen, Colorado Springs, and Boulder.
You could just sign that for me, man.
Back on Pearl Street, shops like Full Cycle Downtown are preparing for all the spectators who will be here on Saturday. While he doesn't have a poster in his window inviting customers to a viewing party, General Manager Chuck Gertrell may not need one.
It's a common conversation piece with customers. We're overjoyed to have what we now are expecting, 100 to 150,000 people at our front door in about a week.
The question of whether Boulderites will be equally overjoyed to have that size crowd will be answered on Saturday, and organizers hope in 2013. But if the event continues to grow in popularity, towns like Boulder could see even more competition as they vie to bring the event and its dollars back to town. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.